Gays demonstrated on the streets of Tel Aviv after a gunman went on a shooting rampage at a gay club for teens. We won't be afraid, they chanted. According to witnesses, the unidentified gunman, wearing a mask, stormed into the club and began shooting in all directions. Then he fled. Hundreds of Israeli police have launched a manhunt for the assailant. Authorities are describing the attack as a hate crime. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed shock and called for tolerance. He said the shooting is a violation of Israel's democratic values. Tel Aviv prides itself as a liberal and pluralistic city, which is open to everyone, and it has a thriving gay community. Thousands participate in the annual Gay Pride Parade with colorful balloons and dancing in the streets. But gay activist Yaniv Weissman says times have suddenly changed.
The gay community in Israel, in Tel Aviv, got a message, a very strong message, a red light that Israel, Tel Aviv, no longer a safe place to no one.
While ultra-Orthodox parties condemn the shooting attack, critics say religious incitement against the gay community can lead to violence. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.